I'm Bethany Chafin, in for David Ford. This year, the Governor's School of North Carolina is celebrating its 51st anniversary. It's a remarkable program where each summer, many of our state's best and brightest students from a variety of socioeconomic backgrounds gather for the love of learning and the joy of creativity. At the Governor's School, intellectual curiosity fuels the exploration of the latest ideas in a whole host of disciplines. David Ford spoke with 2012 NC Governor School Director Lucy Milner and percussion student Alex Kim. Today on the show, we'll also be sampling from a Governor School West Orchestra performance.
It is a vital community. There are about 59 staff, and the majority live on campus, in the middle of campus. And they eat in the refectory, they walk down the same bricked walks, they attend each other's seminars, they come to the performances and speeches, so that there is just this remarkable intellectual vitality. There is a sense of acceptance and support so that you can smile at everybody and know that they're going to smile back. I know that seems a silly thing, but it is a community in which you don't have to guard yourself and worry about being misunderstood. We're all in it together, trying our best to make sense of this time and place in our world's history. We deal with what I think Kurt Vonnegut called the mind-cracking problems of the age. We play contemporary music, but we also entertain cutting-edge ideas in science, in social science, in math, in English, so that we are really trying to live in the world with as much intentionality, as much mindfulness, as much openness to hard facts and reassuring values that we can bring to it.
Alex, how about you? What do you appreciate most about the Governor's School?
You feel on near equal footing with your teachers in the sense that they're not these people looming over you. They come down and play ping pong with you, and you address them even by their first name, and you feel so comfortable. It's like a collaborative thing between you and your professors, and it's so incredible to feel like you're not just learning from them, but you're working with them, and it's an experience you don't ever get in high school, really. The other thing, quite simply, is just the other students. To meet so many people who are interested in the same things that I am, I'm really interested in politics, for example, and I've found so many other people who love having discussions over lunch about current events. These types of conversations don't often occur at high school. I'm going to keep these friends for a long time across the state and people to talk to, people to share my ideas with. It's an incredible forum for meeting people.
It feels like a very lucky life that could have had the Governor's School in it, because it's a community that we create and recreate each year. There's a line from Winston Churchill I love: we shape our dwellings, and afterwards our dwellings shape us. So we're reshaped each year by the students who come, the faculty who gather. And in that 6 or 5 weeks, we become a community that is rare and endangered always. So that when we go back into our more non-governor school worlds, we take an idea of what a community could be, and we try to recreate it in small ways throughout our lives.
NC Governor School Director Lucy Milner and Governor School percussion student Alex Kim. This year, the Governor School of North Carolina celebrates its 51st summer. Thanks for listening to Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm Bethany Chafin.